Shri Kachavasana Shobe, Kutila Kuntala, Prakriti Inayandui Paramachanchal. Nimai was dressed in a dhoti tucked in at three places. His hair was curly, Kutila. Kutila. Kutila means crooked or curved. Kutila Kuntala. Kuntala means his locks, curly locks, Kutila Kuntala. And then his nature and his eyes were restless. Paramachanchal. Paramachatur, we heard earlier, now he's Paramachanchal. And his prakruti, his nature. Shukta yagya sutra shobe vediya sharir shukshma rupayananta yehena kalevar. In a subtle form, Anantadev resided in the white Brahman thread that adorned his body. Nimai chewed betel nuts as he looked at Sridhar. And then again he picked up the banana leaves which he had dropped, and then he picked up with his own hands. And then Sridhar said, "Listen, O respected Brahman, please forgive me, Tomara Kukur, for I am your dog." Nimai replied, "I know, Kolavechar, you are very clever." Oh, he's saying, "You are very clever, Paramachatur. You have collected so much money by selling banana leaves." It's like really, I mean, it's another sarcasm. He's joking. How much can you collect selling banana leaves? 1 rupee a day is 10 paisa for 1 leaf. And then Sridhar says, "Listen, aren't there any other shops? Go there and buy the leaves at a cheaper price." Then Nimai said, "I will not give up my regular supplier. Take my money and give me the bananas." On seeing the Lord's beauty, Sridhar would become overwhelmed and smile. Then Vishambhar would jubilantly speak harsh words to him. And now Vishambhar is speaking harsh words. "Every day, Sridhar, you buy ingredients that you regularly offer to Ma Ganga. So what is wrong if you give me a discount? After all, you should understand, I am the father of Ganga. Ganga puja hatumi amitara pita. The Ganga whom you regularly worship as your isht. This is the truth I am telling you." When Sridhar heard this terrible offense to Ganga, this is some little boy saying, "Oh, I'm the father of Ganga." "Hey, what audacity. Who do you think you are?" So Sridhar closed his ears and said, "Oh, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu." So if we ever hear our guru or Krishna being blasphemed, we should just cover our ears and run from there. This is a type of blaspheme. Someone says, "Oh, do you know I am the father of Lakshmi? You're worshipping Lakshmi Narayan? You know I am the father of Lakshmi?" "Eh, what is this? This is some nonsense." So he covered his ears. "Vishnu, Vishnu." Seeing Nimai so arrogant, the Lord then, Sridhar, gave him the leaves and stems. In this way, they both every day quarreled with each other. Sridhar said, "I'm defeated. Now leave me alone. I will give you something free. I will give you a piece of a stem, a few bananas, and a few leaves. Then if I do that, will you still find fault with me?" Because he's saying, "Oh, you're charging too high a price," although it was already half price. And now he's taking everything and giving whatever he wants. And then Sridhar is showing complete forgiveness and no hard feelings. He even starts giving him free things. "Are still you going to find fault with me, Nimai?" The Lord said, "Good, good, good, very good. I have no more complaints." Every single day in his Navadvip Leela, Nimai Pandit ate his prasad from the leaves, the banana leaves purchased from Sridhar. That's why the devotees like very much to eat their prasad on banana leaves. When we go to Jagannath Puri, we take the Mahaprasad of Jagannath on the banana leaves, isn't it? And it's really opulent. It's wonderful. In this way, the Lord enjoys the gifts of his devotees, and he does not glance at millions of gifts offered by non-devotees. So, last night we were talking about Duryodhan and Vidur. And Duryodhan, it says in the 11th canto, if someone has hate, you should not eat the food of someone who has hatred in their heart, nor should you associate with a hateful person. So this verse was invoked by Krishna when he met with Duryodhan. Duryodhan invited him in Hastinapur for Chapanbhog lunch, Rajbhog, a royal lunch, a lunch fit for a king, the king of Dwarka. So he went there, and then he said, actually, he went to Duryodhan's palace, he said, "I won't take your food." And he said, "Why? I've invited you, I've prepared everything for you." "Because you are hateful of my devotees. You are hateful. You are harboring hatred in your heart for the Pandavas. So I will not eat your food." And Krishna walked out. Then he asked his driver, "Are any of my devotees living near here?" said, yes, there is Vidura is living here in a small hut. So they went to Vidura's house, in his hut, and there he was bathing in Jamuna. And his wife was all excited and received Krishna in her home. And she, in her excitement, she peeled a banana and gave Krishna the banana peel. You must have heard this story. And she threw away the banana. But because it's offered, the banana peel was offered by a great devotee, Vidura's wife, then Krishna was very happy to enjoy the gifts of his devotees. And he doesn't glance at the gifts of, offered by non-devotees. Chaitanya had a desire to perform these pastimes, and that's why he arranged Sridhar to sell banana leaves, because Sridhar is a Brahmin. Most all of Lord Chaitanya's associates in his Namadvip Leela were pundits and Brahmins. But Sridhar was posing as a very humble and very lowly Brahmin, just selling a few leaves and doing his puja with the few pennies he would make. But he was so intimate with the Lord. And in Gaur Leela, Sridhar is, and Krishna Leela, Sridhar is none other than Madhumangal. Madhumangal is the Brahmin who plays a key role in all of Krishna's pastimes. So intimate. He's called Madhumangal's Parama Preshta Sukha, which means he and Sridham and Subal, especially Subal and Madhumangal, they share in Krishna's pastimes, even with the gopis. Yeah, Prem Kund or Radha Kund. In Radha Kund, he can be there. They're aware. They're aware that Krishna, they come with Krishna and they see him dealing and speaking with Radharani. Then Radha and Krishna retire to the Nikunj, Nibritta Nikunj, for their private pastimes. And then Krishna tells Brindadevi, why don't you take Madhumangal to the banana patch? It's interesting, right? Remember? Because he was always eating bananas, if you read Govinda Lilamrita. The same thing. So that same person of eating bananas, he comes as a Brahmin. He was a Brahmin in Krishna Leela, he's a Brahmin in Gaur Leela, and he was always mad after bananas. And, of course, ladus. Everyone knows, womp, womp. You know, when you get ladus, you make a sound under his arm. So in order to perform such pastimes, he made Sridhar, who is none other than the Madhumangal, or Batu, Kusumasava, sell banana leaves. Who can understand the pastimes of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas? No one can understand these pastimes unless the Lord reveals them. The Lord reminded everyone of this principle. Nimai said, oh, Sridhar, look at my form. And now it's 10 years later, Nimai's 20, he's taken Diksha, and he's sitting on the Singhasan of Lakshmi Narayan at Srivas's house and showing all of his grandeur and opulence, Aishwarya. And he called him and says, look at me now, Sridhar. He's like, what is this? Today I will award you 8 mystic perfections. The exalted Sridhar raised his head and saw that Vishwambar was blackish like a tamal tree. So that golden Gaura Sundar became Krishna Sundar, or Shyam Sundar. He held an enchanting flute in his hands, and Balaram stood at his right side. Sridhar saw the entire place was filled with a bright effulgence. He saw Lakshmi offering betel nuts into the hand of the Lord, and four-headed Brahma and five-headed Shiva offering prayers. So he saw Krishna and Balaram, and then he saw Lakshmi, he saw Narayan, he saw Brahma, Shiva, all he saw this in Lord Chaitanya, because he's Sarvavatari. He saw Ananta, which is Balaram's expansion, with 1,000 heads, holding as umbrellas over the head of the Lord. And he saw Sanaka, the Chatuskumar, Narada Muni and Shukadev chanting the glories of the Lord. Shuka Deke Stutikari, Sanak Narad Shuka Deke Stutikari. In four directions, greatly beautiful women were glorifying the Lord with folded hands. Stutikari, Stutikari Chaturdike Paramasundari. On seeing this, Sridhar was struck with wonder. As such, he reeled and fell to the ground. Nimai said, get up, Sridhar, get up. Sridhar regained consciousness by hearing the words of the Lord. Nimai said, Sridhar, please now offer prayers to me. Sridhar replied, oh Lord, I'm foolish. Mutamati. I have no ability to offer any prayers. The Lord said, your words alone are prayers to me. So we gave a discussion last night for a long time, about 40 minutes, about prayers. How we should offer standard prayers from the acharyas or astikams, and then we can also, Prabhupada said, we can offer our own heartfelt prayers, and what should be the content of the prayers, and what should be the mood of the prayers. Well, it's the qualification is heart, feelings. Oh Krishna, I'm trying to be your devotee. Because in Nectar Devotion it says one should come before the Lord and offer, reveal his mind to the deity every morning if he has one in his house or whatever. It's a devotional principle of the 64 limbs. Many principles are directly about the deity. One should offer prayers feelingly before the deity. One should reveal his mind before the deity. One should pray for the mercy of the deity. So we discussed all this last night, and unfortunately it's just circulating in ethers right now. By the order of the Lord, Saraswati, the mother of the universe, appeared on Sridhar's tongue, and Sridhar began to offer prayers. So he couldn't do anything on his own. He had no ability. And he submitted to the Lord and said, I can't do it. And the Lord gave him the power, like everything. Oh, I can't do this translation work. How can I do this cooking? How can I be finished on time? Anyway, let me chant my 16 rounds and depend on my guru and depend on Krishna and see what happens. Oh, it's amazing. I made so many preparations and all done in time. And now I can go and be on time to give Giriraj's offering. This is the mercy of the Lord. My Lord is so merciful. My Lord is so kind. My Lord is so generous. My Lord is so loving. This is the individual, because everyone has my Lord. You have your Lord, and I have my Lord. You call him Krishna, I call my Lord Krishna. But he's your Krishna, and my Krishna is my Krishna. It's like this. It's called Mamta. All glories to Mahaprabhu. All glories to Vishambar. All glories to the Lord of Navadvip. All glories to the Lord of innumerable universes. This is text 214 of chapter 9. Ananta brahmanda koti vahe yare mone te tumi sridam gopa vahila apane. You who are carried in the minds of the inhabitants of innumerable universes personally carry the cowherd boy Sridam. So he's making an interesting comparison here. That, O Lord Chaitanya, that there are millions of people in all the different planets of the universe who are meditating upon you. Millions of devotees, Vishnu Bhaktas, Ram Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas in so many universes, and millions of yogis that are meditating and holding you in their mind, and they say, Rup Dhyan, meditating on your form. And that's one of the limbs of yoga is Dharana, Dhyanam. Dharana means to hold in the mind, meditate, dhyanam, and dhruvana, smriti, and samadhi. And all these people are meditating, holding you in your mind, trying to hold your form, or hold you in their mind. But what are you doing? You're carrying your coward boyfriend, Sridham, on your shoulders. Because when you wrestle sometimes, when the coward boys in Vrindavan are wrestling, then Sridham defeats you. He pins you on the ground and defeats you and becomes victorious. And then the loser has to carry the winner on his shoulders. So everyone in the universe is carrying you and holding you in your mind, in their minds. And you yourself, you're carrying your friend on your shoulders. So this is the sweetness of God is that God carries his devotee on his shoulders. That's the Madhurya aspect of God. But the Aishwarya aspect, Aishwarya Godhead, then he's being carried in everyone's mind. He's being carried on everyone's shoulders. The head is on the shoulders and the mind is in the head. So they're carrying, everyone's carrying Krishna in their minds. The yogis, the devotees, the bhaktas. Well, what is he doing? What is Bhagavan doing? Bhagavan's carrying his own devotee on his shoulders. This is his love. This is his prem. So Sridhar is recognizing that and glorifying and understanding, I know who you are, Lord Chaitanya. You are that coward boy in Vrindavan, and you are also Vishnu, and you're also Ram, and you're also all of these forms of Godhead. Yaha haiti apanara parabhava hai se bhara gopya loke kahare nakai. You are conquered by devotional service. Therefore, it is most confidential. Ordinary people do not understand this. Bhakti lagi sarvastane parabhava pan jinya vedhao tumi bhakti lukaya. You are always conquered by devotional service. You therefore hid your devotional service and wander around like a conqueror. So here he's describing his Leela in Mayapur, that although Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna, he's conquered by devotional service. Bhakti can control the Lord. But in Navadvip, he's acting like a big scholar, Digvijay, and he's challenging all the other students to debate. And then he's defeating them. You're wandering around. You therefore hide devotional service and wander around like a conqueror. So when Lord Chaitanya first manifested himself, for the first 18 or 20 years, he didn't reveal his godhood. So no one could worship him with devotional service, and no one could conquer him, because Krishna can only be conquered by bhakti. And he was busy conquering everyone. He was posing himself as a scholar. He was a big scholar, Nimai Pandit. And he was challenging. He would challenge his students, and he would challenge other people. And they would get in fights, and they would throw ink on each other. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would come home, and he would have ink sprinkled all over his face. All over his golden face there would be little black dots of ink, because they would throw ink on each other, the Brahmins, when they would argue. And his mother, Sachi, would become so worried. Oh, what has happened to you? Oh, he got in another fight. Just like Krishna. In Krishna Leela, we see that Bhagavan, or Govinda, he goes out and he wrestles with the coward boys. And it, Yashoda, in the morning time, Nishant was Pratak Leela, like 6 o'clock in the morning until 8:36, then Yashoda wakes up Krishna. And she leans on the, she sits on the edge of the bed next to her Lalaji, next to Nandalal. She sits there and she leans over his body with her left arm. He's lying there sleeping. So she sits next to him, Nandalal, in the bed. And then she leans over. She supports her weight on the bed with her left arm. Then she takes her right hand, Yashodama, and she takes her right hand. She starts touching Krishna's face and touching his chest and, are you okay? And then she sees Mother Yashoda, she strokes Krishna's body and she checks and she says, oh, you have this scratch here and you have some bite here. And these coward boys are very rough. They're wrestling with you very rough. But actually, these marks on Krishna's body are not from the coward boys at all. They're from the cowherd girls. When at night when he goes in the Rasa dance, which Mother Yashoda doesn't know anything about, because she tucks her Nandalal in bed at about 9 o'clock at night. She gives him some hot milk. Krishna also takes hot milk at night. Just like the brahmacharis. They take their hot milk at night and then they take rest. So Krishna takes his hot milk and some other foods and then he takes rest. At least that's what Mother Yashoda thinks. And then he sneaks out with the gopis in the rasa dance. Kunjalila. So he gets these different scratch marks on his chest or on his neck. And she thinks it's from the coward boys, that they're wrestling with him in a very rowdy way. So she reminds Dalji every morning. She says, listen, Dalji, you have to take care of your younger brother. The Sridham and Subal, they're wrestling. They're very rough. They're treating him very rough. And they're scratching him and biting him. It's not nice. You know, he's all marked up. So as Nandalal and Krishna Leela was getting marks on his body from the rough dealings of his beloveds. So Mahaprabhu, and when Krishna and Nandalal comes in Gaur Leela as Lord Chaitanya, he also gets marks on his body with when they have ink fights. They don't wrestle and scratch and bite because Gaur is not involved with this type of thing. He's a Brahmin and he doesn't have any girlfriends. He gets properly married. But the boys, the pundits, they have fights together at the bank of the Ganga. They fight over grammar. They fight over vyakaran, nyaya. And then oftentimes Lord Chaitanya would say, listen, I will argue a point. Now you try to defeat me. I challenge you. So then he would argue some point of philosophy. And everyone would listen. Say, we can't defeat you. We can't argue. We stand defeated. We can't turn over your opinion. So Lord Chaitanya said, now watch. I'll defeat my own argument. Then Lord Chaitanya would defeat his own argument. So in this way, he was really a master orator and a master debater and a great, great pundit of Navadvip, Nimai Pandit. So he would go around, wander around like a conqueror, conquering everyone and not allowing anyone to render service because he was not revealing his godhood at that time, during his youth. Se maya haila chorna arana hilage heradeka sakala bhuvane bhakti mage. This characteristic of yours is now shattered and inactive. Just see, the entire world hankers for your devotional service. because now everyone understands that he's Krishna, that he's Vishnu Tattva, and they're all anxious and eager to serve him. So now they can conquer him by their love. He's opening himself up to be conquered. Before, he was not allowing himself to be worshipped or served, because this is the only way that one can conquer the Lord. Krishna is known as Achyuta and Ajit. Ajit, Ajita. Ajit means never conquered. But Krishna is conquered by love. That's our only hope, because we're finite. We're very tiny and finite. How can we hope to attain Godhead? How can we hope to attain the association of God? We have no qualification to even meet a very wealthy and influential man or woman of this world, generally. We are very ordinary people. We can't go pick up our cell phone and say, yes, I'm going now to meet the Prime Minister. Yes, I'm going now to meet a famous Hollywood star or Bollywood star. It is unattainable for most people, practically everyone. Only a select few can have that audience, a private personal audience with the Prime Minister or a famous wealthy person. So what to speak about having a private audience or having a direct association of Bhagavan Sri Krishna? How rare, how difficult, how impossible for the finite to attain the infinite, isn't it? But if the infinite comes to us and says, oh, I want to make a relationship with you, I want to make a friendship with you, I'm very attracted, there's something about you that attracts me, there's something about you that interests me, that you've attracted my interest. So then the infinite can reveal himself to the finite by his sweet will. By his sweet will. This is his power. So the devotee simply tries to prepare himself. The whole life of a devotee is a matter of a lifetime in preparation. There's that one volume of Prabhupada's Lilamrita. Lifetime in preparation. Volume 1. Our lives as devotees is actually a lifetime in preparation. Of course, it may be many lifetimes, honestly speaking. But say it is one lifetime. A lifetime in preparation means that for our entire life, we are preparing ourselves for that auspicious moment. That auspicious moment is the moment that we have Sakshat Darshan of Radha and Krishna. This is the life of the devotee. He's preparing himself to meet the Lord. And there are numerous accounts of that. When that moment comes, when the devotee meets the Lord, the first account of this comes in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with Narada Muni. He meets the Lord. Nam Rup Gun Leela, this is all absolute. Then there's another account in the fourth canto of Dhruva Maharaj meeting the Lord. Many, many devotees, they struggle. Their hardships, the struggle, the sadhana, the abhyas, the study, the tapasya, the difficulties, the obstacles, the opposition they face. The Bhagavatam is full of this. Classic, the lives of classic devotees, Dhruva, Prahlad, and so many are there. Narad, Kunti, Draupadi, all great devotees. And then that moment comes in their life, and that moment is depicted in the Bhagavatam. That wonderful, auspicious, grand and joyous moment when they meet their Lord, meet their Maker, as they say. And that is our life. We are following the Bhakti Marg. We are treading the Bhakti Marg because we also are awaiting for our appointment with the Lord, our appointed meeting with the Lord. Each one of us will meet the Lord. Each one of us will have darshan with Krishna and Radha. That time will come. That day will come. This is the fruit on the tree of the tree of bhakti. You plant the seed, and the tree, and first the sprout comes, and some leaves, and then the tree, then the bark, and finally the flowers, then finally the fruit. 5 years. Lemon trees produce fruit in two years. Banana trees in 3, or mango trees in 20. And then they regularly, once the fruit comes, it always comes. So this is the fruit of devotional service. This is the param gati, darshan of the Lord. And everywhere you see, everywhere, and anywhere, in any religious pursuit of any great saints, any great saint. So this is a movement of saints. Krishna consciousness is a movement of saints. This is a factory. This is a factory to produce saints. Because the accounts of numerous saints throughout the history of India or the world is that they did sadhana, they prayed, they surrendered, they dedicated. They dedicated themselves unequivocally and absolutely to the cause of the Lord. Body, mind, spirit, soul, words, energy, feelings, emotions, movements, everything for the happiness and pleasure of the Lord. And there's so much difficulty and so much opposition they all faced, without a doubt. And then that moment, that glorious golden moment came where they saw the Lord, they had darshan of the Lord. In the Christian tradition, in the Muslim tradition, in the Jewish tradition, in the Hindu tradition, everywhere. Buddhist tradition. If you read the accounts, you study, if you've ever studied religion, of all the saints. So we are also religious people, and we're also worshipping the Lord in His most complete form, Radha Krishna Yugal, Yugal Kishore. So this day will come, and we'll see the Lord. And how will it happen? Because He will come and say, yes, you are finite, and you are unqualified, and you have no adhikara. But there's something about you that attracts me. What is your adhikara? Is that you have shuddha bhakti. Shud bhakti. Pure devotion in your heart. Ahoitaki apratiyata. There is no other motive in your heart. There is no other agenda. So I'm coming. I want to check it out. I want to see. I want to have a closer examination of this heart. I want to meet you. I have come to meet you. I know I have no appointment. I'm Atithi Narayan. I'm a guest in your house. I will not tell you when I'm coming. I will not give you prior notice. I will not send you a Sims message or SMS. I will not send you a telegram. I will not send any advance party. Oh, Guruji's coming. He's coming in tomorrow night at 3 o'clock. You will not know when I will come or how I will come. But I will come, surely. This is Krishna's promise. Konteha pratijani name bhakti pranashiti. Bhakti never fails. Love never fails. I remember my brother once made, when he was in art class when he was 10 years old, he made some clay plaque, and then he carved in it and painted it, and then he baked it in an oven, a kiln, and it said, "Love never fails." That was written on there. "Love never fails," and he gave it to my mother and father for a gift, and it was hanging in their bedroom. I remember seeing that when I was young. I thought, yes, love never fails. But where is love? this was my question. I can accept the principle, love never fails. Yes, achuta prem. If you have prem for achuta, it will never fail because achuta is infallible. He never fails. The word achuta means he who never fails to reciprocate with love. It's the meaning of achuta. He who never fails to reciprocate in kind with his beloveds. If you love me 100%, I love you 100%. Of course, as Prabhupada said, if you make an approach to God, if you take one step towards God, then He takes 10 steps towards you. This is His speciality. As every saint in every religion says, God loves us more than we love ourselves. We say, oh, I love myself, my body, I care for it so much. But God loves us more than we... This is the Christians, this is one of their phrases. God loves us more than we love ourselves. That's a fact. We do all wrong things to ourselves and do all kinds of things to make ourselves suffer. But Christians always say, no, don't do that. Don't eat tamasic foods, you'll get sick. Eat sattvic foods. Anyway, Krishna is always trying to point us in the right direction. So that's how Krishna can be conquered by devotional service. That Achyuta can become conquered by prema. That Ajit. So now he's saying, Se Kali, this is the Vandanam of Kalavetra Sridhar for Lord Chaitanya. Se Kali Harila Jana Duicharistan E Kali Bandibatama Sarvajane Jane. At that time, you were defeated by only two or four persons, but now you will be bound by one and all. So Sridhar is saying that at that time, in Krishna Leela, you were defeated only by one or two or four persons. When you were here 5,000 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, O Gaurasundar, when you came as Shyamasundar, only a couple of coward boys could defeat you in wrestling. Baladev could defeat you, Subal could defeat you, and Sridham, and the fourth one I can't remember. Only two or four. But now you're coming as Gaurasundar, everybody's going to defeat you because you're distributing love to everyone. You're distributing the means by which someone can defeat you. Like if you know you have a secret sore spot and if someone hits you there, then you go unconscious. And then you go tell everybody, hit me here and I'll fall unconscious. That means I'm giving the secret of my own defeat. Oh, I'm fighting you. Oh, I know if I hit him right here on the left side or right side, he'll be finished. So, doom, and he's finished. So he's saying, He says, now you are easily defeated. Now you will be bound by one and all. You're only defeated by a couple coward boyfriends, a couple gopas. But now everyone's going to defeat you. Everyone's going to get Gauranga Prem. You're distributing Gauranga Prem. Then everyone will get Gauranga Prem. And with that Prem, they will bind you. And they'll capture you and bind you in their hearts. And they won't let go of you. And all day long they'll chant, Nitai Gaur, 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 Gaur. And you will stay with them and they will stay with you. And you'll be bound. In Sambandha, Prem Sambandha. Sambandha, what does Sambandha mean? Completely bound. Even the same word, Bandha. Bandha means bound. And Sam means completely. Samyak Bandha means completely bound. So Bhagavan, Bhakta Bhagavan, Prem Sambandha. We have Bhagavan on one side, Bhagavan Ram, Krishna, Gauranga. Then we have the Bhakta. Ram Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, Gaur Bhakta, Gaur, Gauranga. And then they come together. They become bound. Partially bound? No. Completely bound. Hand and foot, hand and leg. So this is Lord Chaitanya is allowing himself to be bound, even by someone like Jagai and Madai. Even if you're a drunk and a debauchee, and degraded and fallen and disreputable. Derelict, murderer, sinful person. You can be bound. But there's only one person. Even such fallen characters as Jagai and Madai, they were able to bind Gauranga. They were able to receive Gauranga's love by the mercy of Nitai, Nitai Kripa. And upon receiving Gauranga's mercy through Nitai, then they got that love. And then they bound, Lord accepted them as his beloveds. And they became great devotees. Jagai Madai Ghat, even one bathing ghat, and the Ganga was named after them. Jagai Madai Ghat. Ghat. And every day after they took the shelter of Gauranga and surrendered to him, then they would go and do Vaishnav Seva. They would clean the bathing ghat every day, and they would help people bathe and do all kinds of humble service to the Vaishnavas. So there's only one group or class of people that cannot bind Lord Chaitanya. That is the Vaishnava offenders, the aparadis. Anyone else, Pashandis, Gnostics, anyone who takes shelter of Nitai and surrenders, he can bind Lord Chaitanya and be bound by his love in return. But if someone is an offender, a Vaishnava aparadi, there is no chance. He will be rejected. He has no hope. Naparadi. Naparadi, he can only depend on the mercy of the Vaishnava. And the Shama Buddhi. The devotees are, they're forgiving, they're very forgiving. So even the greatest offender If he falls at the feet of the devotee, then he'll get forgiven. And then he can gain access to Gauranga's love, to Nittai's love. So even although from Gaur's side or Nittai's side, the offender, because that's told by Vrindavanas Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Jagai and Madai had committed every possible sin, every possible transgression they had committed, except one. There's one activity that they did not perform. What is that? They did not offend the Vaishnavas. Because in Navadvipa at the time, there was lots of Shaktas and lots of Smartas and lots of materialistic people, Karmakandiyas. So they would rob those people and do all kinds of crime with those people, but none of them were Vaishnavas. So they didn't imagine, although they were robbing and pilfering and they even say murdering. I don't know if it's they did murder, but we hear like that. But they made sure they didn't murder any Vaishnavas. They only murdered Shaktas, and of course, sin is sin. So they did all kinds of sin. You can imagine, but this is considered the gravest of all sins, to offend Vaishnavas. It's really because everything's lost unless the Vaishnava is merciful. And then usually they somehow, if you fall at their feet like Durvasa Muni surrendered to Ambarish in the Bhagavatam and Ambarish forgave him, then there's some scope, there's some opportunity to be redeemed and to attain perfection. That is the causeless mercy of the Vaishnava. So this is the conclusion of the prayer of Kulaveshya Sridhar. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur interjects, Mahashuddha Saraswati Sridharara Shuni Vismaya Paila Sarva Vaishnava Agani. After hearing Sridhar's transcendental prayers, all the exalted Vaishnavas were struck with wonder. Shuddha Saraswati Shuni. Maha Shuddha Saraswati. So hearing the wonderful Maha Shuddha Saraswati, pure, the great, pure represent words being delivered from the mouth of Sridhar, Vismaya Paila Sarva Vaishnava, they all became vismaya, became bewildered and overwhelmed. Then replying, because all this time that Sridhar is offering his prayers, Lord Chaitanya is listening. So naturally he'll respond. What will he say? If you speak to me, I listen to you. And then when I finish listening, you finish speaking, then I reply. It's natural course of social speaking, intercourse. So then the Lord said, Prabhupale Sridhara Vachya Magavar Ashtasiddhi Dimo Aji Tomara Gochar. Vishwambhara Prabhu said, O Sridhar, please pick one benediction. Today I will award you Ashtasiddhi. I will give you the 8 mystic perfections. Lagima Siddhi, Anima Siddhi, Prapti Siddhi, Kamavayasita Siddhi. There's these different siddhis. Then Sridhar replied, it's a very standard, it seems to be a very standard exchange between the Lord and his devotee. Throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam and also Chaitanya Bhagavat, the devotee will submit himself, he'll have darshan of the Lord as the fruit of his bhajan. The Lord may grant his auspicious darshan, and upon receiving the darshan, then the devotee will offer so many stutis and prayers to glorify his Lord. And then the Lord will show his gratitude for that devotional effort and for those prayers rendered. And he will say, please, O Dhruva, O Prahlad, please take a benediction. O Sridhar, take a benediction. Pick whatever you want. Whatever you want. Then how do the devotees reply? Oh, this is very good. Yes, please give me one big estate, or please give me so much, $5 billion or whatever. So invariably they reply in a similar way that Sridhar replied. Sridhara Balena Prabhu
arobhandaiva takaha nishchinte tumi arana pariva.
O Lord, are you again trying to deceive me? Please stay peaceful, for this will not be possible again. In other words, don't try to deceive me. This, I'll explain what this means. Then Prabhu says, Prabhubale dharashana moravhyarta naya avashya paiva avara jay chitelai. Prabhu said, Mahaprabhu, seeing me cannot be fruitless. You must take some benediction according to your desire. In other words, if you have sakshat darshan of Bhagavan, then you should get something. In other words, if you go and have audience with a Kraupati, if you go on by chance and you meet with a Kraupati and you sit with him, he says, may I help you? May I give something to you? You have come to me. I'm qualified to give you whatever you like. No, I just came. I'm just happy to say hello. Happy to see you. No, you come to me. You shouldn't go out empty-handed. You come to me as an atithya. It's just you've shown up at my door. I feel it's my duty and it's dharmic for me to give you something. 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs, some small pocket change. Something. You know, I'm a Arab Padi or whatever they call it. So he said, look at you, Sridhar, you're looking at God. Sridhar, you're looking, I'm God now. I'm not the little boy stealing, not the boy arguing over 10 paisa leaf plates anymore. I'm not the 10-year-old Brahmin pulling on one, you're pulling one side of 10 leaf plates. Hey, give me the, no, yes, no, yes. You're pulling the leaf plates this way and I'm pulling towards me and you're pulling towards you. And we're arguing over 50 paisa. Those days are over now. I made the big time. I'm a superstar now. I don't drive a rickshaw anymore. I'm a superstar in Bollywood. Now I drive a Ferrari. And I have crores of rupees. Now I'm God. Don't you know I'm God? I used to be a little Brahmin. I'm God. I can give whatever you want. Come on. Oh, you're trying. Then Sridhar says, oh, you're trying to deceive me? You're trying to fool me? I know who you are. And then Lord Chaitanya says, no, you take a benediction. You shouldn't go away empty-handed. And then he repeats, Maga maga puna puna bhale vishambhar Sridhara bhalaya prabhu deha e bhar. Vishambhar repeatedly said, Vishambhar is Lord Chaitanya, ask, maga maga puna puna. And Sridhara replied, O Lord, Prabhu, give me this benediction. Jay Brahman Kwadi Nila Mora Kolapata Se Brahman Hoka Mora Janma Janma Nath. Let that Brahman who forcibly took away my Brahman leaves, let that Brahman be my Lord birth after birth. That's all I want. So now he's seeing this 20-year-old Lord Chaitanya. He's grown up now. He was a little Brahmin boy arguing over paisa. Now he's God. 10 years later, he became God. Right? Now he's 20. He's God. At 10 years old, he was, hey, come on, I'll give you one paisa. No, 50 paisa. No, half a paisa. 1 rupee. Say, no, that's okay. I want to see that Brahmin, that 10-year-old Nimai Pandit, this Vishrambar. Now you're Vishram. What is Vishrambar? Vishrambar. Vishram means universe. Ambara means covering. You're covering the universe. You're vast as the universe. You're Vishru, Vishrambar. Mahaprabhu. Ah, no, koine. I want Nimai Pandit. That little Nimai with a cute cherubic smile. Like a little angel. So innocent, so small, so soft, so tender, so sweet. This Brahman, I want to be my Nath. Janma Janma Nath. I don't want this Jagannath. Nay, this Jagannath Wala, no. Jagadish Jagannath. I want this Brahmin boy, Nimai Pandit. This is my Nath. You're showing me Jagannath, Lord of the Universe, Vaikunthanath, Mahaishwarya. No, this I don't want. Then he goes on, further delineating his desirable benediction that Kulaveshya Sridhar wants from the Lord. Jay Brahman Mora Sange Karila Kandala Mora Prabhu Hoka Tandra Charana Jugala
Let me always be engaged in the service of the lotus feet of that Brahmin who constantly quarreled with me over the price of banana leaves. Do you remember, oh Vishwambhar, do you remember that Brahmin? Do you remember who that was? Can you show me that feature? Now you show me this Jagannath Vaikunthanath feature. I want to see that feature. Now, in my next birth and every birth. You're offering me a benediction? You don't want me to go away empty-handed? You say you've come before the Lord. Hey, listen, you've come before God. Now, ask a benediction. Okay, God, this is the benediction I want. Become Nimai Pandit. Become 10 years old and fight with me over the price of banana leaves. This is all I want. This is the beautiful, loving Leela with the Lord and His devotees. So attractive, so appealing, and so purifying. Vrindavan Das, the author, steps in. Balate balate prema bhadaya shridare dui bahu tuli kande maha uchai sware. While speaking in this way, Sridhar's love for Mahaprabhu increased and he began crying loudly with his arms raised. Because his Nimai Pandit is sitting on the Singhasan, which is a little bit raised. Like our temple, the Singhasan is raised. So Sridhar is standing on the floor of the temple room and he's looking at the Lord who's in it so far away. They used to be eye to eye, only separated by a banana leaf. Nimai Pandit's on one side of the banana leaf pulling, hey, give me these. 50 paise. No, 1 rupee. 50, 1 rupee, 1, back and forth. So eye to eye, 1 foot away from Nimai Pandit was Kulavishwa Sridhar pulling back and forth the banana leaves, arguing over paisa. Now Sridhar is standing there offering all these prayers, being induced by Saraswati, and his Nimai Pandit is now by Kuntanath, Jagannath, Mahaishwarya Lord, sitting on the Singhasan, and he's 35 feet away and 6 feet in the air. Because Mandir is like this. There's the Darshan Mandap, and then there's a raised area where the altar is, and then there's the Singhasan. When you go to Navadvipa Vrindavan, temples are like that. You come in Radha Damodar, the lower level, and then there's the upper level, like this. So, the whole setup or the arrangement is Aishwarya. It's like, he's so far away. So he's saying here, so he's raising his arms and he's crying, Uchai Maha Uchai, he's Kande Maha Uchai Sware, greatly crying loudly. Bahu, Dui Bahu Tuli. Tuli means extend, raise, Tuli, and same as Hindi, is Bahu. Bahu means arms. I don't know about the Hindi, but Dui Bahu. He's raising his arms, Prema Bhadaya. So he's crying, oh, my Lord. He's like this, he's like looking like this, right? Sridhar is here and he's looking up to him, oh my Lord. Oh. Before it's like, hey, you. So this is Madhurya, this intimacy, no formality, no separation, it's eye to eye, heart to heart. There's Aishwarya, is like folded hands and respect and distance and separation and some too much mechanical feelings. So next verse, Sridharera bhakti deki vaishnava sakal anyonye kandena sabha haiya vivala. On seeing Sridhar crying, all the Vaishnavas became overwhelmed and they also started crying. Because they are empathizing with his feelings, with his love. Their hearts are soft. Vaishnavas have very soft hearts. They can't bear to see the suffering of another. The suffering of another, they feel it to be their suffering. Not only the Vaishnava, but in Vedic culture, in ancient India, these were considered the three signs of a cultured human being. There are three symptoms of a cultured human being. Right? Prabhupada was saying a gentleman. This would be a man, a gentleman. You say a cultured gentleman, he would see other people's property as just stool in the street. And the hundreds and even thousands of years ago in India, someone had a bag of gold coins and they by chance dropped them on the street. And someone else walked by, they say, oh, someone dropped their gold coins. I hope they come back and pick them up. And they would have no interest. Oh, there's just some gold coins. They had no envy. They were not hankering or desirous of someone else's property. There was no thieving and robbing and all these things of Kali Yuga. There was other people's property. It's like stool in the street. This is one symptom of a cultured gentleman. Another symptom was that he would see that all ladies, all women are like my mother. They're like Mataji. Except my wife, obviously. There's a distinction there. She's my Devi, and my wife. And these are all these ladies. And then the third symptom of a cultured person in the ancient times is that he would genuinely feel the suffering of another person to be his own suffering. If someone else was suffering, oh, you're suffering, oh, are you okay, this, that. But nowadays in Kali Yuga, none of these things are there, especially the suffering part. People are so insensitive, extremely insensitive in the age of Kali. Very impersonal. And impersonal philosophies are abounding. They're rampant. Buddhism is one of the most popular philosophies among the elite and the cultured and the wealthy people of the world, first world countries. They're very keen after Buddhism. And Buddhism is completely nihilistic and impersonal. Kill the self, kill the individuality. And consequently, because this is the philosophy is a reflection of attitude, a reflection of inner consciousness, we gravitate towards a philosophy which suits our consciousness or suits our outlook. So the world is becoming more and more impersonal and more insensitive. All machines and computers and buttons and you don't speak to someone on the phone, you send a message. Come here immediately. Pick up the vegetables, buy some sabji. It used to be, hello, oh Prabhu, on your way home from work, can you buy 2 kilos of spinach and 1 kilo of dud, acha, TK, acha, radhe radhe, Hare Krishna, and goodbye. And now it's like, doot. The husband's at work, bing, bing, bing. Oh, would you please buy 2 kilos of spinach? Okay. Then you go, bing, bing, bing. Yes, dear. Yes, honey pie, whatever. There's no voice. No, it's like it's all machines and numbers. And we have a joke, like when you sometimes you get arrested. Some people get arrested and they go to jail. And there's in America they have big prisons. And when during recess, then sometimes all the prisoners come out in the courtyard, and then they meet together and they make friends, prison friends. And then they say, oh, well, what cell are you in? Oh, I'm in cell 5. Oh, I'm in cell 6. I'm in cell block 5, cell number 6. So they ask each other, what is your cell number? So nowadays people, oh, hello. Oh, what's your cell number? So as everyone is in the prison and they have a cell number, so we're all in prison also. Maya has locked everyone up, given everyone a cell number. You're in prison. Here's your cell number. So it's a very big prison because it's a long number. 9898746933217. Oh, that's your cell number? Oh, that's very near my cell block. I'm only a few cells down from you. Mine is 9897-33265. And yours is 264. So then when we go back after recess, when we go back into the prison, our cells will be adjoining. Because our cell number means that the room number is called a cell number. So now people, what's your cell number? Can you say? So everybody's in prison. A prisoner of the senses. We're all prisoners of our senses. The senses are holding us captive. The soul is a prisoner in this body, being captivated by the senses. And mukti is all about conquering the senses. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vedam, udrapasta vegam. When you conquer the senses, the prison is open and you're out. Scot-free. So now the point I'm making is that a cultured person would feel the suffering of another person to be his own. And now back to the storyline and the lila or the drama of Sridhar and Vishwambar. So Sridhar's crying with his arms raised, gazing at his Lord, and saying, now you're this grown-up, you're a grown-up now, you're 20 years old, now all of a sudden you're a boy genius and an arrogant scholar, and you used to argue with me, and you're just proud, you walked around like a lion, like such a proud scholar, now all of a sudden you're Bhagavan, and everyone's worshipping you, and Chamarwisk, and Artik, and only benediction I want to see you, oh my Lord, and he's crying. Then all the Vaishnavas, they see, and they're observing, because everyone's watching, this whole thing is going on between two, but it's not a private meeting. It's not in a bedroom, it's in a temple room, and the Lord's sitting on the throne, and there's 250 devotees surrounding him. And then he called, and amidst all those 250 devotees, Mahaprabhu was there, interacting with them, and speaking to them, and reminding them of their previous lives. That's part of what went on in the early part of the chapter. Then he calls out, oh, where's Sridhar? And everyone said, who? And he said, Kolvesha Sridhar. And not too many people knew. Oh, and he said, you can go. He's at the edge of town. Go collect him. I want to meet him. So then a few devotees ran off and collected Sridhar. And then Sridhar comes into the assembly, a new member of the assembly. Now, everyone in the assembly, they're going to sit together for 21 hours. Shatta Praharya means 21 hours. Shatta Prahar. So during this 21 hours, they'll all be together in this tight group of 250 people and Gauranga, exhibiting this is all his Bhagavatva, Bhagavat nature. So now Sridhar has been added. Now it's 251 in the party. It's a party of 250. Now one person more has been added. So now he comes in, everyone's like, oh, here comes a new person. What kind of dance is he going to do? If you're in a disco or something and some new person comes in, oh, what does he do? He's got a good style. So this new bhakta has come, a new worshipper and beloved of the Lord has come to join the Sangha. This is Prem Sangha. This is Gauranga's Prem Sangha. So, oh, and then the Lord is calling him, come, Sridhar. And now, so everyone's watching. Oh, because it's a conversation between two. It's not Lord Chaitanya doesn't have a microphone. He's giving a lecture. Come, Sridhar. Now the 250 become totally ignored, and it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sridhar, and no one else exists. Their love seals them off. So their love excludes them from anyone else. There are just the two of them. But all the Vaishnavas are there observing the exchange of love. 250 are watching the exchange between the Lord and his one devotee. And the one devotee is feeling humble and, gee, I'm amazed. Everyone watches, the 250 devotees, when Sridhar comes in and sees Lord Chaitanya is Vaikunthanath, he faints. And then Lord Chaitanya, he calls out his name, oh Sridhar, arise, Uto, Uto, Sridhar. And he's calling this from the asan. He saw all the time he's sitting on the singasan. And Sridhar is lying on the temple floor. Oh Sridhar, Uto, Uto. And everyone's watching. It's drama. It's amazing drama. And then Sridhar stands, and he's trembling with love, looking at it. Who are you? I've never seen. I'm amazed. I'm overwhelmed. My Nimai. You're Nimai. You're the Bhagavan. And then Nimai, or Bhagavan, he says, and oh Sridhar, don't just stand there. Offer prayers. You're standing before Bhagavan. Now you should offer stutis to Bhagavan. Every bhakti offers stutis when he has darshan of Bhagavan. You're having darshan of Bhagavan, so offer the stutis and prayers. Bolie, bolie. Ha, 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 ha. Well, what can I say? I'm foolish. I have no knowledge. What can I say? And Lord Chaitanya touched him and said, Saraswati will bless you. And then he started speaking all the prayers which he mentioned. Very beautiful prayers. So all the other 250 devotees are watching this whole episode, this whole lila. And now the culmination of it, then they're watching, they're all listening. They're all maybe putting bets, you know, because the Lord says, take a benediction. And then someone says, hey, I wonder what he's going to ask for. Oh, I think he's going to... So all the devotees start betting. I think he's going to ask for this. No, he's going to ask for this. No, he's going... I mean, if they were Punjabis, they'd put some bets up, you know. They would start betting, put wagers up. Well, the Lord is offering a benediction. What do you think he's going to take? Well, I think he's going to take money. Okay, look, I say he's going to take food. He's going to become the emperor of the world. Hey, how much do you give me if he becomes emperor? I'll give you 2 rascals. Okay. They put some wagers up. No, it wasn't like that. So the 250 devotees are watching. The Lord is offering benediction. Will he go for it? Well, here's a test. The Lord is offering. Yes, you've come before me. Ask for something. Take something. No. And Sridhar says, no, I don't want anything. Oh, I want something. Oh, look. Oh, he does want something. Hey, listen. What's he going to ask for? My Lord, I want to see you life after life. Janma, I want to see you. I want to see that Brahman who is arguing with me over the price of banana leaves. I want that Brahman, I want to see him. He is my Nath. Everyone's thinking, wow. And then after he says that, he raises his arms, he just starts crying, my Lord, Prabhu, Nimai. So everyone's watching this whole thing. So when the lead character breaks out crying, overwhelmed in genuine love, then what does all the audience do? They break out crying. Have you ever been to a movie? Have you ever got involved with the movie? I mean, men are a little hard-hearted. They just sit there. You know. But the women, they usually cry. Men might get like one thousandth of a milligram of, or a milliliter of moisture may come in their eye. But they go like that so their wife doesn't see it. Because they want to look cool and staunch. But the wife is, oh, woo, woo. You know. She's like crying and everything. And she says, Prabhu, you know, what do you think? Oh, it's a pretty tender scene, but he's like... She's like... Because she's identifying with the bhav of the character. So you can imagine, these are all bhava bhaktas, these are all Gauranga Prema bhaktas, Nitya Parishads, how much they're identifying, feeling and appreciating this wonderful exchange between the Lord and his devotee. So they're all breaking out crying, and that's what we're hearing. So everyone's crying. Now how does Vishwambhar respond to this whole thing? Hasi bale Vishwambhar Shunaha Sridhar Eka Maharaja Karun Tomare Ishvar. Vishwambhar smiled and said, Shunaha Shunye Sridhar, I want to make you the king of a great kingdom. He said, I want you to make Ek Maharaj. Ek Maharaja Tomar Ishvara. Sridhar Balie Muni Kichui Nachana Hinakara Prabhu Jena Tora Namakan. I don't want anything! Make such arrangement, O Lord, that I may chant your names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Make that arrangement, Nam Gan. I want to sing your names. Prabhu Bale Sridhara Amara Tumi Das Eteka Dekhila Tumi Amara Prakash. O Sridhar, you are my servant. That is why you are able to see my Aishwarya, all of my opulences. Eteke Tamara Mati Veda Nahoila Veda Gopya Bhakti Yoga Toreyam Edila. This is why your mind does not deviate from me. Thus I am giving you devotional service. Bhakti yoga. That is hidden in the Vedas. Very secret. Veda gopya. Jaya Jaya Dwani Hoila Vaishnava Mandale Shidara Paila Vara Shunila Sakale. All the Vaishnavas chanted Jai Jai as they heard the benediction given to Sridhar. So he asked, the Lord tested him. The Lord will, he must test everyone. The teacher tests the student. And the Lord tests the disciple or the devotee. Must be tested. There's little tests and there's a big test. Before we have darshan of the Lord, we have many tests. And when we receive the darshan of the Lord, we will also have a test. And that's all throughout the Bhagavatam. Before Dhruva saw the Lord, he was tested. The demigods came to Dhruva, although he was Karma Mishra Bhakta. He was Karma Mishra, he was not Shuddha Bhakta. Karma Mishra. His bhakti was mixed with karmic desires. He was not endeavoring for Braja Prem Seva or Prem Seva Radhika in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. He had a motive. He had an Icha, Bhog Icha. He wanted to have a Rajya, a big kingdom, bigger than his father, King Uttanapad. But before he saw the Lord, he was tested. So much testing. The devas came, the demigods came. They said, what are you doing here? You're a little boy, you're 5 years old, go back to the kingdom, eat Raj Bhog. Eat Chapan Bhog. What are you standing in the forest for? Eating leaves, drinking this river water. Very austere. Just standing in Kopin, not wearing, you're supposed to wear silk robes and have a mukut on your head, you're a prince, Yuvaraj. Sleep on a beautiful bed with a golden canopy bed with golden posts and pearls hanging down and be fanned by chamaras and have so many servants and bathe in sandalwood oil. And what is this? You're standing out in the open, the wind, the rain, everything's blowing this way, that way. Standing on one leg, hey, go home, you're a little boy, go home, go, ha, jao, jao, gar, jao. Go. Bhavan or palace, whatever you call it. Hey, get lost. And different demigods came. You read in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, very long description of Prahlad Maharaj's story, long description of Dhruva Maharaj. Many, many details. Bhagavatam gives summary, short summary, although it's somewhat long, but oh, many, many details. How much challenges, how many people came and tried to dissuade him and discourage him. His relatives and the demigods and then the apsaras and this, that, so many. And then Narada Muni came. He said, listen, you're a little boy. You grow up a little bit and then you can perform austerities. And then Dhruva Maharaj is so staunch. He said, listen, Narada, if you want to do something useful, then you give me some mantra. You give me some mantra. I'm not leaving this place. I'm coming to the forest. My mother said I can attain what I want by going to the forest because I can find God in the forest. She said only God can give you what you want. And I said, where can I find God? And my mother said, go to the forest, because rishis go to the forest to find God, to realize God. So I've come here to realize God. If you're telling me to go back to the palace, Narad, if you give me a mantra by which I can realize God. That's all you can do for me. Otherwise, go. Just take your veena and get lost. Take your veena and get lost. Take a walk. So Narada Muni was amazed. This boy has so much dhruva, dhruva tir mama, so much determination, he's so staunch. All right, listen, I'll give you a mantra. Listen, give me your right ear. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Narada Muni, he initiated Dhruva with this mantra, this Vishnu mantra. And he chanted that mantra and he had darshan. So many tests he received before he had darshan. Then when he received darshan of Vishnu, more tests. Vishnu said, oh, Dhruva, take this kingdom, take this. No, I have your darshan. What more I want? I don't want anything more. So this is the fact. The Lord will always test us. Before we have darshan, and even at the time of darshan. He wants to see if we'll... Before we have darshan of Krishna, Krishna will offer us so much maya. here, do you want all this maya? And if we say yes, then we're lost and we don't get darshan. And we say no, 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 then we get darshan of Krishna. Then again, when we have darshan of Krishna, again he'll offer us maya. This time, big time maya. Big time, not little maya, big time. And then if we go for it, and then it'll be a long time before we get darshan again. Many births, many lifetimes. So all the Vaishnavas chanted, Jai, Jai! Great benediction given to Sridhar. He was given bhakti yoga, pure devotional service. And all I want is to see this beautiful form of yours and sing the names of the Lord. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, Dana nahi, jana nahi, nahika pandita, ki kanibe esakala chaitanyara britya. Who is this Kalaveshya Sridhar who receives such great fortune from the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya? What was his qualification? What was his adhikar? What was his greatness? Did he have MBBS, London, Japan, New Delhi, etc.? Dana dan nehi nahi, jana nahi. Sridhar had no wealth. He had no followers. He had no education. Nahika pandit. He was not a pandit. Practically all of Lord Chaitanya's associates in Mayapur Leela were pandits. Jagannanda pandit, Gangadas pandit, Shivas pandit. Everyone was pandit. Advaitacharya, more than a pandit, great acharya. All pandits. Everywhere pandit. You can see all of the names of all, Gadadhar pandit, this pandit, that pandit, everywhere pandits. But Sridhar was a Brahmin, but not a pandit. Who can recognize such servants of Lord Chaitanya? Very difficult to recognize. Ki karibe vidya dana rupa yashakule ahankara bhari sava padaye nirmule. What is the value of education, wealth, beauty, fame, and high birth? They only increase one's pride and bring about one's fall down. Hankara bhari sava padaye nirmule. Ki karibe vidya dan rup yash kul. Kalamula vecheya shidara poila jaha. Koti kope kotishvara nadekiba taha. In millions of kalpas, Brahma will never see that which Sridhar received simply by selling bananas and banana stems. Ahankara joha matra vishayeta ache adapata falatara najanaye pache. One who is full of false pride and is envious of the goal of life falls down to an uncertain future. Deki murka daridra jesu janera hase kumbi pake jayase nija karma dosh. One who ridicules a poor, uneducated, saintly person goes as a result of his actions to a hell known as Kumbi Pak. That's not a good place to go. We don't recommend it. And you probably cannot get any tickets from a travel agent to go there. But you can get a first class ticket to go there by offending a saintly person who is poor and uneducated. Vaishnava chinite pare kahara shakati achaye sakala siddhi dekaye durgati. Who has the ability to recognize a Vaishnav? Although a Vaishnav possesses all perfection, he appears to be afflicted. Kolavecha sridhara tahara e sakshi bhakti matra nila ashta siddhike upekshi. The story of Kulavecha Sridhar, the banana seller, is proof of this. For he accepted only bhakti and rejected the eight mystic perfections. The Lord was tantalizing him. He was teasing him. Yes, come, I want to give you a benediction. You're poor. You have an iron cup which is cracked. Your water cup is made of iron, not even stainless steel, just loha, gilas. and it's cracked, and when you drink water, some water goes in your mouth and the rest of the water splashes on your face. Falls out of the crack. Lord Chaitanya one day went to his house and took water from that cup by force. His house was made of mud. He had a mud house with a thatched roof. And he used to grow loki on the roof. On the roof of the house he was growing loki. And it would rain, because he couldn't afford to redo the straw on the roof. When it would rain, the rain would come through the straw and into his house. So he was offered the austerities, unlimited wealth, power. I don't want that. I don't want any of that. So this is his great glory. He rejected this. He accepted only bhakti. Yata deka vaishnavera vyavahara dukha nishchaya janiya se parananda sukha. Know for certain that whatever worldly distress is seen in a Vaishnava is actually spiritual happiness. And vyavahara dukha is parananda sukha. This is once the Prabhupada with the interviewing Prabhupada, or no, they were interviewing one disciple of Prabhupada, and they were saying, it seems that your spiritual master, oftentimes we see him, he's looking very grave. He's very grave and dear face, and he looks very sad. Sometimes your guru, he seems that he's not going, hi. He doesn't have a big plastic smile on his face all the time, although he can laugh and really laugh. But he looks very grave and very sober and serious and seems like your Guru Maharaj is unhappy. What is that? Someone was asking one disciple, and then the disciple said, well, it's very difficult to understand the mind, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra, it's Nabujaya, it's very difficult to understand the movements of a Vaishnava or the mentality. But then he asked Prabhupada, sometimes it appears that you look sad, one reporter was asking. And Prabhupada said, actually, if you see that the spiritual master looks sad, you should understand that actually internally he's relishing the greatest ecstasy. Internally, within his heart, he's relishing the greatest ecstasy in his relationship with Radha and Krishna. But externally, he may be a little sad because he's feeling great compassion for the suffering people of the world. So his sadness is not his sadness. The sadness that you see registered on his face is the sadness that's reflecting from the people of the world, and he's feeling that. But within his own heart, he's relishing the greatest happiness. Another little anecdote, when Prabhupada was riding in the car, often from the airport to some temple, and oftentimes he would look out the window and see people on the streets and walking in the big cities, New York, LA, San Francisco, and so many people walking there and seeing their faces and how they were, because the face is the index of the mind. You can measure the mind by the face. And then he would whisper something very soft to himself. Many, 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 many times he'd whisper this. And then Hari Sari was sitting next to him in the car, going, his servant, disciple. He said, Prabhupada, many times I hear you whispering. You're looking out the window pane of the car, and you're whispering something. Are you offering a prayer? Are you saying some prayer? Or what are you saying? And Prabhupada kind of laughed mildly, and he said, yes, what I am saying is, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. Kalo anasteva, 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 gatir anyata. Because Prabhupada is seeing how the people are suffering, how they're struggling, how they're rushing, how they're running, like the rat race, as they say, running up and down the sidewalks of the big cities and working so hard, and they're so distressed and so much anxiety on their face and so much unhappiness and disturbance on their faces. And I understand and I know that the only panacea and the only solution, the only cure for their is to take shelter of the holy name of God. If they chant the holy name, then their whole life will change. It will take a new turn, and their life will become joyful, and they'll become satisfied, and they'll find meaning and fulfillment and hope in life. So this is what I'm saying. He said, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. Because Prabhupada is an ambassador of love, and he traveled the world to distribute love through the holy name of the Lord. Love can be attained by chanting Hare Krishna. And that is the very commodity which is missing in the world. Everything else is there in plenty. There's plenty of food, it's just a matter of distribution. There's plenty of oil and gas, and everything is there in plenty. But one country is hoarding, another country is not getting. But when there's proper consciousness, then everyone shares and everyone receives. America, they have so much butter that they put it in a boat, they take it out in a boat and throw it in the ocean. Butter, cow's butter, not buffalo butter, cow, because they want to keep the price in the market high. They're producing so much butter, the government buys it all from the farmers at a low price just to keep the farmers from starving. Instead of putting it on the market, they put it in a boat, take it out in a boat, and throw it in the ocean. Thousands and thousands of tons of butter. Why? Because of greed, and they want to control, and people are starving. So there's so much inequity in the world. It's unbelievable. If you really get into it, it's unbelievable. So there's no shortage. There's a shortage of love. So Prabhupada saw that this is a solution to all the problems. Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna. So we'll continue there tomorrow.